This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million and 17 things that you can do up there on the website. Again, do get involved in the conversation. All right. The reason I'm laughing is that some of these stories, You got to sit there and scratch your head and go, this has got to be phony. This can't be real. So the apparently, when you protect people, you could end up in jail for it, even if you're doing the right thing. Now Target has decided that in 2013, a young woman was attacked and stabbed in a Target store, but some of the other shoppers chased the attacker away with a baseball bat and saved her life. Now, one of the men who saved her life was named Michael Turner. Now, rather than congratulate Mr. Turner and give him an award, Target decided to sue him for endangerment, for endangering the other customers in the store with a baseball bat. Was he beating on other customers? I don't think so. I mean, so now you protect other people's lives. If that guy or the person that stabbed a girl, if he didn't see the baseball bat, if he didn't see that somebody was protecting her, how do you know he wouldn't have killed somebody else? Now, Target is obviously less grateful for Mr. Turner's heroics. According to the company's filing, Target says that Turner and several others chased the suspect towards the store's entrance after the attack on the girl. The store insists Turner put the other shoppers at risk with his actions. The victim of the stabbing and her family are furious with the retail chain, says the Target is just trying to shift the blame away from its own security failures. Suing Michael Turner is just Target's way of trying to blame someone else for what happened under its own roof. You know, I knew friends that, now, obviously not for violent crime, but I knew friends that worked at retail stores like this, and they would tell me that even when the alarm went off, even when people walked through the door, they didn't care. They said, let them go. You know, unless they're running through the store with a 60-inch TV set and there's three of them, that's one thing. But most of the stuff wasn't worth dying for. Most of the stuff was, they were covered. They had insurance. It wasn't a big deal. Right? And Target's doing everything they can to lose as much business as possible, as quickly as possible. If this is the way they think, they're endearing their customers. Now, stock's already taken a hit, and their competitors are starting to pick up on the slack. You know, and again, the writer says that they've never been much of a boycott person. But I've always said, you know what, if you hit them where the wallet is, they change. They do things. Look, when you think of the LGBTQ community, the progressives, what do they go for? They go for shutting down bakeries. They go for shutting down photography places, right? This is how they get you to pay attention. So why shouldn't we go for the wallet? I don't understand it. Why shouldn't we go for somebody's wallet? Why shouldn't we boycott stores? And a while back, I had a Christian woman that sent a letter that said that that's wrong to boycott. It's unchristian, Mike. That's right. What's unchristian-like about it? Well, because you put somebody out of work. You cause a company to lose money. It's not the way to go about it. Maybe conversation is the way to do it. Yeah, that's moved so many of these companies to our side, hasn't it? They only understand one thing. They understand money. They understand stocks. They understand shareholders, stockholders coming after you at 100 miles an hour. When they lose money, it gets pretty hot in there. Let me tell you what. What would you do in that situation? That's my question for some of you. Would you protect someone? Would you fight back? Would you help out? Are you one of those people that would call 911 while you're video recording the incident? What do you think? I'm just curious. And then you saw as somebody said, what happened to it? Went away. There you go. And then you saw the spike in Walmart. You see, what did you have in here? Spike in Walmart, someone manipulating these stocks. Target's been on a slow decline. Walmart took a climb overnight. Yeah, I think some of these stores, though, frankly, you know, the big stores have been trying to pick up on the economy. Well, I don't know what economy I'm talking about, but pick up on the economy. You look at what's going on out there, and the economy is not better. I mean, come on, look around. You know, housing starts are down again. Okay, we have less people looking. I can go down the whole list. I know some of you are tired of hearing about it, but it's a true statement. The economy's not back. Not even close to back. I talk to retail people all the time. And they have no hope that it will. Or at least the ones I talk to don't really have a hope that it's going to go back anytime soon. Especially, look at the stock market. Look what's going on out there. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. When we return, Andrew Nelson's going to join me from the Clover Agency. We're going to talk about some of the crazy stuff going on in the news when it comes to, I know, like we haven't already, right? But I'm talking about as it pertains to pop culture. Like, she's got a story she's picked up that has Justin Bieber in it. I could hit him in the street and wouldn't know who he was. You know what I'm saying? And could care less. What is it now? I have to ask her about this. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air in the chat room. Sit down. No dancing. Not on this show, anyway. You want a dance show? Go find a dance show. I am Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a million things you can do over there. And you should be doing everything you can to help save these kids. Seriously. This is so bad. And then when you think about what Target's doing, right, they're suing somebody for saving somebody else's life because the person who stabbed the young lady may have stabbed other people on his way out or something. I don't even know. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night because we've got our mad black man from Baltimore is going to be with us. We've been talking about what's going on in Baltimore, and that Freddie Gray case is perfect for what we've been doing. If you think about it. And I love the fact that now they have a judge. Whoops. They have the, they took a judge trial. And what that means is that you know, the judge is going to actually apply the law and not his feelings or emotions. The law's not about feelings and emotions. The law's about right and wrong. So, let's see. I just had it up here on the screen. Oh, this is good. I love this one. So the union flips out over a church school's pizza giveaway. Remember, this was the whole, we did this Jesus lunch maybe a month ago or so. What's really funny is that, you know, we're not Rush Limbaugh around here, so we'll hit some of these stories. And then all of a sudden, they hit Fox News 3 weeks later. Like, you know, not news, old stuff to us. Now, you got to admit, when it comes to pizza, nobody's wrong, right? And there are some pretty bad, I've had some pretty bad pizza in my life. But did you ever get a pizza and you just went, I can't eat this? I don't think anybody's ever done that. I'm serious. I'm not joking. I'm serious. So anyway, the church ladies. This is a fight between the church ladies, I'm sorry, and the lunch ladies, the union, really. The controversy involves a church that received permission from the Seattle School District to serve free pizza to students at three high schools. I mean, what could go wrong here, right? I mean, free food? The kids don't have to spend their own money. It's in Seattle. Seattle's not doing so great economically. Now, the union, there you go, right? The union representing the public school cafeteria workers in Seattle said, hey, you can't do this. You know, I mean, think about this. They went nuts. They warned that the weekly pizza giveaway could result in cafeteria layoffs. They even actually accused Bethany Community Church of proselytizing with pepperoni. And what you think they arrange the pepperoni to look like Jesus? What do you think? Maybe they cut it up. Maybe they get an artist there that makes it look really cool. I don't even know. How do you sell that? You know my favorite saying, right? Is how many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take to have that actually make sense? Because it doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. That they're going to... It does make sense that the union has stepped in and said and screamed foul. They do that all the time. And it doesn't matter what it is. You know, you can have somebody donate their time to a school district, and if it'll take an hour away from somebody's a union person's work, they won't let you do it. Now, the union even accused the Bethel Community Church, like I said, of proselytizing, which gets everybody's ears perked up when you say that. So we're not telling them a Bible story before they get pizza, said the youth pastor. We're just saying, hey, we got free pizza for you. He also said it's about showing the kids that the church cares about them. That's not, you know, our kids need to see that more people care about them. Our kids need to know that there are people that love them out there unconditionally. And don't give me that stuff, well, that, you know, you don't need God to do that, because I'll tell you what. I've seen some of those people without God trying to love. It doesn't work out well. Now, it's no sermon. They get two hot slices of pizza, right? And according to the kids, it's a heck of a lot better than what they would get at the school kit. Have you had... All right, so I was wrong. Because I just remembered after reading this that, have you had school pizza? And I'm not talking about, like, they get it at Domino's and bring it to the school. I'm talking about school pizza with the cafeteria makers. And, God, if you're a cafeteria worker, I'm sorry. It's not meant to be a personal insult. But that has got to be the worst pizza in the world. I think what they do is they go gather up old cardboard that they find in trash bins, okay? And they put pizza sauce on it, and they put some cheese or wax or whatever they need. And that's how they make their pizza. I mean, seriously, it's probably the only piece of pizza I would turn away. Now, to say the lunch ladies got their hairnets and all a twist about this would be an understatement. You know what I'm saying? Now, the International Union, now they get mad at me. They say, you're always blaming the union. Right? I'm not always blaming the union. They did do it. That's not a blame. That's a fact. The International Union of Operating Engineers launched a campaign to intimidate the bully church into submission. It was ugly, even by the union's low standards. Now, until Bethany Community Church and Pastor Nick honors his commitment to stop carelessly harming us in this way, we're asking participants to think about the effects of consciously and deliberately harming our families and communities through their actions. They're serving pizza. See, this is why I keep saying to you, when they talk about hate speech, when they want their own police, when they talk about disrespecting people, meaning, you see how crazy this is? They don't want equality, people. They want control. Now look at how they put this. These people are serving pizza one time a week. So until Bethany Community Church and Pastor Nick honor his commitment to stop carelessly harming us, how are they harming them? Why? Because they're not needed one day a week? Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you, instead of doing it this way, why don't you come up with a compromise? You can serve the pizza in the cafeteria. They still need to be cleaned up because teens make a mess. They're a bunch of pigs at times. Okay? I love this, though. So, like the church, see, not that the church has gone out to hurt innocent people. It's not like they hunted down the school and said, hey, you know what? I bet you if we could serve enough pizza there for a long enough time, we could put that union out of business. We could put those families out of work. We could hit their pay. That's what we want to do because we hate people. The union went on to say, they're trying to sound like the nice guy. We humbly seek to defend our livelihoods. And then they went off and slandered the church. What if they hurt the church? What if the church has to file suit for something? You don't think you're going to hurt people there, put people out of work? Oh, no, there's more to this story. I ain't letting this go that easy. Hey, Adrian Nelson is going to join us next hour. But I'll be here with you. I'm not going anywhere. I'm Joe Bastien, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right. The people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
And yes, I'd be very lonely without the rest of you. I'm Joe Basile, your host, listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, also, and listen, you know, you guys are talking about the coffee mugs. You know how to get one, right? And not only that, you can use them for water, too. I just found that out. She brought me water. So apparently they hold all kinds of favorite liquids. So if you want one, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, back to the crazy stories. And I do mean crazy stories. Now, you read some of this stuff, you go, there's no way, this can't be true. So a union, they're just out of their minds over the fact that a church would want to feed teenagers with pizza. What do they want you to bring, like fried anchovies and garlic bread? Seriously? Well, it'll work for Italian kids, maybe. So they don't preach to the kids. Yeah, the kids know they're from a church. What do you want them to do? Right? They just bring them pizza. I don't even see soda here. So they're bringing them pizza. They get two slices each. Those kids are in heaven after that, although some of the football parties could probably do a whole pizza in and of themselves. So the like I said, the union is just going to, accusing the church of basically trying to kill their livelihoods or hurt their livelihoods, which is just, this is like craziness going somewhere to happen, don't you think? So they say that, you know, they're going to defend their livelihoods. Now, the Lunch Ladies Union accused the church of luring students off campus with high-fat, empty-calorie pizza from boxes out of the trunk of a car. Wow. What was it, like an underground pizza with a black market pizza? Is that what they're saying? Maybe it's wax or what, and ketchup? Because, you know, first of all, let's say that they're right, that it's high-fat, empty-calorie pizza. Because, you know, teenagers never eat anything bad, except when somebody from a church offers it to them, right? Is this nuts? Is it me or are these guys crazy? So the, out of the trunk, I like that one, too, out of the trunk of a car. Like, I'm sorry. Have you ever ordered from Domino's? I mean, where do you think that's coming from? Sits in the passenger seat with the seatbelt on the whole nine yards? I don't get it. And you don't know where they're getting their pizza either. One of these days, I'll go back and do some of the old pizza stories. You'd be sick to find out what they have found in the past on pizzas. Now, they stopped just short of calling them a bunch of child molesters. When you hear the nasties these guys went on and on and on and on about, you have to sit there and say to yourself, man, they must really hate pastors, God, and the rest of it. Yeah, California, somebody just brought that up in the chat room. In California, in San Diego, there's an ordinance that you can't feed them in a park. I don't know, maybe you can feed them in a busy intersection, on a back street in Skid Row, but you can't feed them in a park. You know, they're like kids. They keep coming back for more. You know what I'm saying? Now, one union thug left an ominous message on the youth pastor's telephone. He said, I felt intimidated by the message. They even threatened to picket the church unless they stopped serving pizza. They actually wanted to picket a house of the... Listen, this is what I do. I would let them picket the church. I'd say, come on down, okay? And when every one of them came down, I would have a pastor with an open Bible following them around, preaching the word to them. Just telling them how much Jesus loves them. Seriously. Because those little demons in them would go crazy. They wouldn't know what to do. So let's come on down. Bring attention to the church. There's nothing wrong with that. All right. I'll stop. The church, like I said, the church decided to stop serving free pizza and lunch. I don't know why they're doing that. I keep doing it. Let them go crazy. They're not doing anything wrong. Right? That's what I don't understand. They're not doing anything wrong. But because the union didn't like it, the union was uncomfortable, you got to stop. So the church is going to stop, which I think is a wrong move. They should keep going. They're going to do it after school. Right? He says, we do care about the workers. We care about the immigrant workers and those working here at the school, the youth pastor said. You know what? Of course they care about the workers. And actually, it's not the workers they care about. They care about people as a whole. Let's keep it real. Yeah, I like that. Real. The union explained to the television station that the cafeteria jobs are based on how many meals are sold. If fewer meals are sold, that means that fewer workers are needed. That's what I said. Give the pizza. See, this is where the separation of church and state thing just goes crazy, just way too far. Because there are some nut jobs out there. Feel free to call 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. There's some real nut jobs out there that feel that even a church donating pizza, bringing it on campus, them serving at the cafeteria is what Thomas Jefferson had in mind for separation of church and state, which he never had anything in mind for a separation of church and state, other than to keep the state away from the church. Right? Think about this. That's how far we've gotten. We have people out there that don't want churches to rent the school, what is it, the multipurpose rooms. You know, some of them have churches there, or church services there on Sundays. And the schools can make a couple thousand dollars a month, but we can't have it because it was church money. Right? But it's not... The people give the money to the church. The church gives the money to the school. I don't know. I'm kind of confused here. What's the problem? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hop up to the website. Live chat room going on up on the website. You can find that at therealside.com. Lots of kind of stuff going on there. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of good things happening. They went on to make the church really feel bad. That means a number of families will potentially lose health benefits and ultimately the basic income that supports them. Yeah. Again. They didn't talk about a compromise. They didn't talk about being able to work things because they don't do that. It's their way or no way. Remember my mantra, right? Control, not equality. They don't want equality. They want control. Now, besides the union added, the kids loved the nutritious pizza made under the HACCAP conditions. That stands for the Hazard Analyst and Critical Control Point. Listen, with a raise of hands, show me. Who goes to eat pizza for its nutritional value? Anybody? Yeah, I didn't think so. I don't see anybody. Who goes to do that? Nobody. As a matter of fact, if you go to have pizza for its nutritional value, you really need to go see a shrink afterward. You really do. You need some help. So the young people, though, God bless these kids, they beg to differ. One youngster told the local TV station that if the lunch ladies want them to eat cafeteria pizza, perhaps they should consider using a better recipe. out of the mouth of babes. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, God bless America. And we've all, listen, it has been like that since I was a kid. The only thing that has changed, well, not even that much is my understanding. The only thing that has changed in school cafeterias are the hot dogs. They are now no longer an unknown meat source. We know where most of it comes from. Before, we had no clue. Anyway, in the meantime, the kids might just want to stock up on antacid pills because they're going to have to eat that. Actually, you know what? No kid's going to hold out till after school, but if they do hold out to after school, it'll be easy for them because they'll have so much pizza after school. I mean, look it. Let's be honest about it. This has nothing to do with taking jobs away from somebody. This has to do with the union wanting control. The union wants to call the shots. They want to tell you what you can and can't do, period. It's really that simple. Always a pleasure. Always. Hey, listen, again, you know, when I only have a couple seconds before the break, I don't go get another story here, but I want you at every chance I get, I'm going to remind you, okay? Do not take the mindset that no Trump, no how, no way. Please don't do that. Right? Please don't take the mindset that you're just not going to vote because you can't find anybody you like. Please don't do that either. Because it doesn't work that way. Remember, when you don't vote, you're actually giving the other person a vote. And I've explained this to you, and if you don't listen to the show and you don't know what the explanation is, then please, 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 please send me your voter card. Because you shouldn't have one. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far. I've got a lot more coming up after the break. I'm not telling you because I want you to come back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me. I wish you guys would stop dancing. I know some of you are secret dancers, right? You're getting up during the break there. You hear that music and you can't stay in your seat. Right, Dave? Right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. And do not. You know, get enticed or dragged away or whatever from the stuff that we're dealing with. Because you can always go back and read that later. You can't always get my, you know, rant. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, did you guys get your free women card yet? Yeah, you know, Hillary's got a free women, you know, at HillaryClinton.com. There's a form you get. I think we should all get the Hillary, what is it, her woman card. I think we should all get that. And then we can have like a real side burning ceremony. What do you think? I mean, I think it would be great. I don't know. You know, you might have the. She may call the EPA in on you because it is plastic, and you burn plastic, and I'm sure it has something it emits in the air, and you know, it just it probably was really it probably would be very nasty, right? Anyhow, I am Joe Mazzino. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. I lost the story that I was doing. Nothing new, right? That's because I got too much happening in front of me. All the pretty little buttons and the lights. Was that? There you go. Yes. My producers. See, the producer's in the room with me now. And because she's in the room with me, I can't concentrate anymore. So stop sending me those pictures of those half-naked women. Anyway, I am Joe Mazzino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. See, they weren't listening in the chat room either, because one of them would have told me what we were talking. I was done with the pizza story, right? That was done. Okay, so it could have been that one. Did we do a hot dog story? Probably not, right? Okay, that's good. I did the men in literature story. Hey, you guys are no help. You're not listening, are you? I can tell. You said you weren't going to specimen. I didn't? Okay. Oh, that's right, too. Yeah, because we would have had the time. Right. All right. Okay, so you want to know what your kids are learning in college? Not that you don't already know. But this ought to shake you, rock you, whatever you want to call it. Now, an exam given in a healthcare class, or it's called healthcare economics class. Although I don't know how this is healthcare economics. Anytime you're ready. I hate when they do this to me. There it is. Okay. A test administered in Professor John Traxler's healthcare economics class states that one of the main functions of government is income redistribution. And it goes on to say that he wants the students to define what the term means. So they have a picture of the test here. And it says the correct answer was C, taxing the wealthy and giving it to those in poverty. The question for 500 is, one of the main functions of government is income redistribution. This means, fill in the blank, A would be a regulating business so they pay their fair share of taxes. B would be taxes as a percent of income or higher for the wealthy. C would be taxing the wealthy and giving it to those in poverty. And D was taxing as a percent of income or higher for those in poverty. The professor was looking for C, with no factual basis. So these kids were graded on something that had no factual basis. It was totally the opinion of the professor. Isn't that wonderful? Now, the role of government is to redistribute wealth. He's adamant about it. Now, that test was given to these kids at the end of April. You know, getting them ready to graduate, right? But can you imagine sitting there in that class and you know what the real answer is and you know what you'd like to say, but you have to be careful, right? Because you want to pass the class, and fighting these people at the college level doesn't really work that well. So Josh Fisher, a student at the class, told Campus Reform he was flabbergasted when he saw the question, given that it is premised on an unabashedly liberal view on a politically contentious issue, right? You know what's really funny? What do you think that professor makes a year? And look, all these all these people who say that they're for the poor, that the rich should give to the poor. I'm talking about the ones on the left, obviously. These people are hilarious because they got money. How much do you think they're giving? Right? How much do you think that they're giving? Giving of time, resources. How many times do they go out to help feed the poor, take care of somebody, check on someone? Right? He said, so John goes on to say that when I saw it, I wanted to get up and leave, he said. I thought that there was no way this was a real question at all. I thought the professor was joking. Fundamental concepts included demand and supply, elasticity and marginalism, inflation, unemployment, business cycles, role of government, states the course description on the school's website, adding these concepts are then used to explain and analyze market structures, including perfect competition and monopoly. God. See, this is why I keep telling you conservatives. I love when you say to me, Joe, why bother? We can't win. You're right. We can't win. You know why we can't win? Because you conservatives won't get off your butt and go teach. Some of you that are professors or you're in education, you got out because there were too many liberals. Well, thank you so much. Look what you've done to us. Why don't you elect some conservatives to school boards and education boards and that kind of stuff? And then when you professors or teachers have issues, you've got somebody to go to that can help you out. And replace those yo-hos at the state level, the state legislative level. If you know, some states have elected education boards, you know, for the whole state. Some are appointed, where the governor gets to appoint them. And if that's the case, look how important it is that you elect a conservative governor, a conservative legislature. Go look at some of the states that do have mostly Republican legislators. And they're not all doing it. I know there's some boneheads there. But seriously, look at all of that. And see what happens when you actually elect somebody who can get the job done, who is on the same page as you, if you would. A whole different animal then, isn't it? Anyway. The website also defines the course as learning outcomes, which include analyzing the role of government and the effect of regulations on the healthcare section, as described by economics. Now, I wonder if he deals with the 11. The 11 exchanges, Obama exchanges, that are going bye-bye. Because they can't make it work. Right? They can't make it work because Obamacare doesn't make sense. They can't make it work. Even think about something. Even with the government subsidies, they can't make it work. How bad does that tell you Obamacare is? I listen to talk radio a lot now, he says. He listens to Ben Shapiro, Stephen Crowder, Andre Klave, and Mark Levine. I don't see my name in there. What's wrong with him? So I know that this is the type of liberal perspective being pushed on students was happening, but I had no idea it was so blatant. You know, maybe the worst part is that so many of my classmates now believe this is all true. You know, again, think who is the most trusted person at a college. Who, you know, when they do these polls in the communities, what they find out is some of the most trusted people in the community are high school teachers. You want to have influence on those kids? Become a high school teacher. If you have some kind of certificate in education, become a high school teacher. Find a way. If you're a conservative, if you're a liberal, I can think of a whole bunch of things that I'd rather have you teach. Places I'd have you teach. There's plenty of penitentiaries looking for teachers, educators. The several professors who spoke with Campus Reform about the matter said that while the question defines income redistribution accurately, I can't believe this. It was not necessary to include it as an endorsement of that controversial concept. Now, when they say it redefines it accurately, what they mean, I might be speaking for them, I don't really care. But what they mean by that is, yeah, you take money away from people who have money and you give it to people who don't. You know what I mean? Isn't that wonderful? This question assumes a false premise, said Anthony Davis, a professor at another university. I do not accept the premise that redistribution is the main function of government in general, he added, though he did concede that there is a main function of our government today. It's not what it's supposed to be. When asked if it's common to be taught in economics classes, he claimed, no, that's not common to be taught. It's common to teach that it's something government can do. Post a story up on the website for later, and you got to take a look. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Don't go far. All right, I'm not lying. This time, Andrea Nelson will join us in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening on GCN Live. Don't go far.